This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Thaddeus McCotter, writing in American Greatness, about the FBI, what we've learned about it these last years, especially because of the Durham report about its conduct during what is called Russiagate. But there is also this from the U.S. House's Republican Judiciary Committee staff report, Dateline, November 4th, 2022. The FBI's Washington hierarchy is rotted at its core, maintaining a, quote, systemic culture of unaccountability and full of, quote, rampant corruption, manipulation, and abuse. The FBI has abused its law enforcement authorities for political purposes, and how actions by FBI leadership show a political bias against conservatives. That is a very good evening to you. There is no punch-pulling in that opinion of the FBI, and your column in American Greatness adds to the condemnation of an organization that is now untrusted. I believe that would be the way to present it. I won't ask you how we got to here. I want to know what remedy, if any, is possible. Good evening to you.
Hi, good evening to you, John. We're here because the FBI abused its political powers and police powers for partisan purposes. That's why we're here today. The Durham report shows it. The Horowitz report shows that. The history of the FBI shows that they have a penchant for it. In fact, my piece at American Greatness today was the Democrats demand homage to Hoover's ghost. So what the Democrats are engaged in is the ultimate, is probably the abjectly cynical exercise of demanding $500 million for the FBI, this, quote, new Democrat coalition. I guess that's what they're calling themselves now to differentiate themselves from the lunatic left of AOC and the squad. But still, it's a cynical endeavor for them to do this, John, because what they're trying to say is that there is no problem with the FBI, despite the fact that all these reports have shown that they are independent, objective reports, the IG reports and others, despite the very fact that it's patently obvious as to what they did. Even the FBI can't really deny that they've done much of it. In the final analysis, the Democrats are trying to say, if you don't give the FBI all this money, $500 million, then you support more crime. Now, these are the same people who want to defund local police offices and elsewhere, which is where the real true crime fighting happens on a day-to-day basis. Furthermore, what you're seeing out of the new Democratic coalition is they want to subsidize political abuses by the FBI. There's no way about it. So in short, they're asking for more funding for people who've either violated the law or the spirit of the law or violated the policies of the FBI, and all they're going to do is beget more of it. And the reason is because they like the result. The end justifies the means to them, and so they're asking us to pony up another $500 million to support it. I refuse.
The New Democrat Coalition certainly is aware of reporting about how the FBI's use of the category domestic terrorism has directed some of its agents and some of its tools against Roman Catholics. That's the reporting I've seen. Does the New Democrat Coalition have a response to that reporting?
They're just going to ignore it. They like it. Clearly, if you're asking for more money for a group that does that sort of thing, you clearly like what they're doing and you want more of it, $500 million more of it. You want them to start investigating parents who don't like the way the schools are being taught, to go to school boards and protest, exercise their First Amendment rights to do so, to petition government for the redress of grievances. Look, these are Hoover's great-great-grandchildren running amok here, and the Democrats are quite fond of it, and they want to pay for it another $500 million. I can't find a way to even fathom how they think they can get away with it. Oh, except for the fact that the press doesn't care either, because the press was a willing accomplice on Russiagate. And so the press isn't going to talk about the abuses of the FBI because it would indicate the failures of the regime media to do their job as a fourth branch, or as a fourth estate to keep government honest. Instead, they got in bed with it and made their own bed. And look at the numbers of the press. People don't trust them, nor should they.
Reading a new book by a Wall Street Journal reporter, Brett Forrest, about, it's entitled The Lost Son, about the FBI office in Detroit recruiting a confidential human source, a young man named Riley, to work on the online for many years. This is 2010 in that area, about Islamic terrorism. And what happens to the young man is a tragedy. He eventually romantically takes himself to Russia. to get involved in the Donbass, supposedly a volunteer fighter for Donbass and Russia against the Ukrainian aggressors, something like that. In any event, the book spends a great deal of time trying to discern what the FBI knew and when they knew it about this young man's trip into the Donbass, where he lost his life. What I learned, not to go into the detail of this story, but just in general, that the FBI is very good at protecting itself, and that it is near impossible, even for sitting senators, your two senators in Michigan, Mr. Peters and Ms. Stabenow, have both written to the FBI to ask for clarity on this issue, and there's no response. So the FBI feels confident enough that two Democratic senators from the state can't get past its front door. That is an FBI that has no fear. It's willing to conduct its business sloppily, abusively, and continue as if nothing happened.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's interesting to see whether Senators Peters and Senator Stabenow are willing to give $500 million to the agency that won't return and respond to their letters.
So what is to be done? Is there a remedy, Thaddeus? Or are we stuck with a state security apparatus operation that is answerable only to itself?
No, obviously, unless the Democrats decide to become bipartisan about stopping the political abuses of the FBI and other executive branch entities, that's going to require a change of administration and a change of the Senate to go along with the change last 2022 of the House. So if the Democrats want to do this on a bipartisan basis, I would welcome that. But the new Democratic coalition letter, I guess one of the reasons I find it so despicable is the fact that it signals there will be no bipartisan support for curbing the abuses of unelected, unaccountable people in the government that have police powers.
So it's defund the local police and adequately fund or overfund the FBI. Is that?
Let's reward the FBI for their political abuses because the Democrats clearly like the result. That's it. There's no other way around it.
Is the FBI a political organization? Your time in Washington, was it understood to be partisan? Or is this recent?
Well, at that point in time, the Democrats were very concerned about the weaponization of the government against individuals, and many of us Republicans were, and I know Rand Paul and Ron Paul and others were, about the increasing the danger that was being given to such entities, especially with the creation of Homeland Security. So the FBI kind of flew under the radar when everybody was looking at Homeland Security, the reauthorization and others of the Patriot Act and things like that. But in the final analysis, you had a bipartisan coalition that was willing to look at the abuses and make sure they didn't happen to anybody. But so much has changed since Donald Trump. Donald Trump has allowed, as you and I have talked about, Donald Trump brings out the worst in his friends and his enemies. And this is clearly an instance where the Democrats' support for bipartisan curbing of executive branch political abuses is no longer there, simply because Trump once was in the executive branch.
Thaddeus McCotter is a recovering politician. He writes at American Greatness. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.